a Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's not any accident or just good luck that America grew into the greatest, most prosperous nation in history. As I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, the fact that the nuclear family was the standard way of life and the basis of our economic system had all sorts of good implications for our economy. A professor at the University of Virginia, Bradford Wilcox, has explained some of the good results from his research. He says that adults are more likely to behave responsibly from a financial perspective when they get and stay married. Married men work harder, longer, and smarter. The children of intact families are more likely to complete their educations and then find employment. If strong families are good for the economy, what happens when families are absent? The poverty rate for married couples with children is only 6%. The rate skyrockets to 36% for single parents with children. It's easy to see the link between single parenthood and poverty. The prevalence of single parenthood means that the United States has much more poverty, and so the big government liberals rush in with welfare programs. They don't get rid of poverty, they just make problems worse. When women receive government cash handouts and other benefits from 78 different taxpayer-paid funds, that discourages them from looking for a job to support themselves. When Republicans passed the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, that imposed work requirements on people receiving welfare. But President Obama unilaterally banned that work requirement. President Lyndon Johnson declared a war on poverty in the 1960s, but we've been losing that war ever since. We have now spent more taxpayers' money fighting the war on poverty than we have spent in all of America's many wars.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thanks for joining me today. And remember, starting on January 10th, my program will be on Saturdays from 3 to 6 p.m. So be sure and join me this coming Saturday. Alrighty, we've had some corrections. It's Edmund Gerald Brown Jr. From one of our listeners in the chat room. Another comment from the chat room. They are privatizing the schools as an excuse for not paying the union teachers. Alrighty, our guest is Art from Philly. The website is noplaceforcorruption.com, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443 or from email, comment at spingola.com, and we invite you to join the folks in the chat room at spingola.chatingo.com. Alrighty.
Alright. Yes. One thing that you just commented is, yes, they are replacing the teachers. This is the way it's going to go down, the same way they did in the high-tech industry. There is a shortage of qualified teachers now that we have all the schools privatized. Code word is we're going to replace all the qualified American labor with cheap H-1B visa labor from out of the country, where we won't pay them any benefits, okay? And we will quadruple our profits, okay?
Yes.
So once they get a hold of the charter schools, then they basically dump down the teachers, okay?
Right.
To barely acceptable levels. And using H-1B visa labor, you know, no pensions, no bennies, as soon as they're done with them, they're out the door.
And they've done that in other fields also, and, well, just about anywhere you can name,
right.
That's what they've done.
And here's the way to solve that problem. I see a real simple problem. If you're an employer or a company wants to use foreign labor, you can use all you want, $100,000 per person per year.
Wow.
And if I'm an employer and I say, wait a minute, it'd be cheaper for me to pay for a kid to go to college for 4 years than use this H-1B visa labor, that would solve the problem. Okay?
Of course, they're not trying to solve the problem. They are the problem.
They are the problem. They are solving it their way.
Sure.
Facebook is screaming at Congress, you know, look, Facebook is so poor that just like Larry Ellison, he had to go over there to another island in Hawaii and buy 800 to 900 acres of prime land so he could build his little house over there.
Sure. Okay.
So that's how that game works.
And it's been working for quite a long time. I remember, in looking at the history of Hawaii, if you look at the sugar industry, that's kind of what they did. They took over they took over Hawaii. Sent the Marines in, took over Hawaii, just so they could manipulate the sugar and have all that land. And very interesting.
Right.
Okay, but that's a whole other subject.
Well, if you look,
but the same tactics.
Well, that's what they're doing. Basically, privatize the educational system, use Common Core to wreck it. The real solution is drive them into all the students and parents wanting to go to privatized charter schools, make it look appealing enough for them to switch over, and then once you got them, you start wrecking the educational system, maximize the profits for the big boys, the investor class.
Right.
That's also tied in with organized crime and the Jewish mafia.
Right. And when you dumb down a lot of people, they're not going to have the ability to fight back.
Correct. Very good. Yes. But, I mean, they've done it in other industries. They're just repeating the process
Sure.
that they've done elsewhere. And that's what I see happening here. So that's the sad thing about the situation.
Wow.
Right. So people have the ability, if you look at their, you know, they're strongest at the federal government and weakest at the local government. And the people are strongest at the local government and weakest at the federal government. So the Common Core program and a school program is where you can attack them and do the most damage to them.
Sure.
And also retain your integrity of your community. And that's where you need to fight them.
Sure. Someone in the chat room said Mexican bilingual teachers telling children how to speak English. That was, you know, kind of a question.
Spangly.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
But that's the truth. And of course when you look at the situation in the school system, and the fact that they are hiring bilingual teachers in the school system, in order to accommodate, all of the immigrants, undocumented workers, which is like undocumented shoppers in there. And all of their breaking into stores and whatnot. That's another subject too. But really, that's how they're working this whole thing.
Right. And at least in my communities, at least in southeastern Pennsylvania, you look at who runs these school boards, who the principals are. You know, a lot of them are like ex-Mossad officers. Okay. So it becomes real obvious who and what's controlling the situation real fast.
Sure. Well, look who's training the police districts, the policemen, in the big communities, New York City or Chicago. Look at who's coming over and training them.
Yes, I actually saw it firsthand. I was in southeastern Pennsylvania walking along the Delaware Canal one day, and the Beth Ayers Police Department was training, you know, by the river, you know, basically doing rescue missions, wearing their wetsuits, and this guy basically walks past me, and he's got a Mossad insignia on his wetsuit. And then I talked to the other guys, says, I didn't know you guys work with the Mossad. He says, no, it's not us, it's just the leader is training us. Okay, so I saw firsthand what's going on. So.
Wow.
Right. And a lot of those police know that, you know, well, to say politely, we are not on friendly terms with the state of Israel, okay? And it's known. If you ask around under the surface, you will find that we're pretty close to a conflict-type situation.
Right.
Okay, and to tell you the truth, the sooner we deal with it, the better. You know, actually, it does need to be dealt with as a police action. No different the way they dealt with John Gotti, okay? Except the guy who prosecuted John Gotti was just as much a criminal as the criminal he prosecuted.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. Now, somebody in the chat room said, Deanna, not to mention a major naval base as a launching point to Asia when he's talking about Hawaii. And then somebody else said yes, and the Philippines too. And then not only do you have to think about the Philippines, but then you also have to think of Diego Garcia, which I have written about, as a major naval base for the Middle East and places.
The one that is in the Indian Ocean. So you're coming
back from
you'd be going out the Pacific,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Right. So you'd be coming in from the Indian Ocean side. Yes, it could be.
So you don't hear much about that. And,
right.
And of course, so whatever they're doing, that's how they're taking over the resources, of course, in other countries. It's not just our country It's making our country a third world country while they go and prop up countries like China, which is growing, well, it looks like probably like what our country did in the 50s with all the new growth and the, I mean, if you look at Beijing, when I was there in 2007, everywhere you looked, there was one of those great big, what do they call those big things go up into the sky where they're building building tall buildings?
The cranes.
The cranes, ah, duh. Right. It's an age thing. All righty. We are going to take your calls. We're going to a break right now, but we would love to hear from you at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Our guest today is our wonderful Art from Philly, and his website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Noplaceforcorruption.com, and we will take your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Let's see if there's some questions in the chat room. We were talking about China. A lot of people are relocating to China because, well, it seems to be looking pretty good. I mean, I know a lot of families that whose children have moved to China.
Well,
go ahead.
One of the things that China did recently, you know, people were talking about going after North Korea, but what really happened was China basically sold North Korea mobile nuclear launcher vehicles, very similar like you might see in Russia with the Topol. And people are complaining about the Sony Pictures issue, but the real issue is that now that North Koreans have mobile launchers provided to them by China, makes their nuclear deterrent much more viable than it's been in the past, because they're no longer fixed, but they can move them all over the place, making it hard to defend ourselves from that type of situation. But somehow that didn't hit the news.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Right, and as far as China being our friend, they're not a friend. They never were.
No, they never were.
Right.
When we turned them over to the communists, well, right after World War II, well, during World War II, and certainly they've been communized, just as this country has been communized.
Right.
And it's so, but as far as moving to China, as somebody in the chat room says, all the banksters are already there. Of course they're there. And as is McDonald's and all of the other things that we used to see here, some of the big companies, the big companies that used to be here are now all over there. And it's amazing. It is just amazing.
Well, Nixon did this. Basically, when Nixon and Kissinger went to open up the free trade between China and America,
sure.
Okay,
sure.
And that's where the situation came about. But they're not. I mean, basically, this trade between America and China. Yes, Americans have benefited, but what are you buying? You're buying the you're buying the Chinese military, which is becoming the second most powerful military in the world, and it won't be long before they take over the U.S. Defenses. They're actually estimated by somewhere between 2013 and 2015 that their Navy will exceed our Navy. What they're weak in is aircraft carriers and submarines. They're actually starting to build up their submarine fleet, and the next thing you'll see is they'll build up their aircraft carrier fleet. So our ability then to project our power will be in, you know, will be contested by the Chinese. They're just basically
sure.
biding their time, building up their forces to make sure that they're able to address any threats that come to them. The first thing we're going to see them do is, you know, use their forces against the people that are surrounding them, because they are looking
sure.
for economic expansion.
Sure.
So we'll see by 2025 if they're really working on friendly terms or they're working on hostile terms. But, you know,
sure.
they already got their... The big concern I see is why they're trying to build that highway from Monterrey, Mexico, all the way up to Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, the NAFTA highway, yeah.
Right, right. It's initially I see that as basically being used to build, you know, trade, because they want to bypass the port of Long Beach,
sure.
Los Angeles. And by doing that, then first they'll do, well, you know, commercial trade, but once they have that highway established, it's also a military route where they can cut the United States in half if they
sure.
want to bring forces up and stage them at Monterrey in Mexico.
Wow.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yikes.
Right, and I don't think people were looking at that. They already took over the Panama Canal, so, and actually
oh,
the
absolutely.
Chinese...
Sure.
Right. And now they're talking about building the Super Panama Canal, because the old one's just not wide enough for the new shipping containers.
Right. Aren't they also talking about building another canal up north of the Panama Canal?
Yes.
Which
right.
they were going to do early on,
right.
Before they even did the Panama Canal. And the reason that that the U.S. relinquished the Panama Canal was because Panama owed the bankers a lot of money, and so the U.S. government relinquished the canal so that Panama would have sufficient money to pay off the bankers.
No surprise. And we're too broke to do anything.
Right.
What I don't understand is why Congress thinks that they keep on wrecking the U.S. economy, that the integrity of their jobs is going to continue. Okay? And
right.
Even for the banker class, since they make a lot of money from the American middle class, don't they realize as they destroy the American middle class, they're destroying their own economic base?
Well, they probably already have homes in China. These people live in gated communities.
Right.
They don't suffer in the same way that the typical common American suffers. But at some point in time, I think that everybody recognizes that politicians are nothing but the scum of the earth. And at some point in time, I don't know when that might be, these people need to be arrested. I mean, there's 535 of them, and there's more of us than there are of them. When are people really going to wake up and figure out this whole scandal, this whole charade of voting and the politicians and thinking that, oh, if we just vote this one in, it's just like in the state of Illinois. Oh, if we just get rid of the Governor Quinn and vote in Rauner, oh, things will be better. No. Rauner is owned, he's in with the Pritzkers. So there's nobody that you're going to vote in that is going to make any difference.
Right. By the time they rise to that level of power, they're already bought off. And they have a saying in this state, which probably applies to your state, is how do you... what's the sign of a good politician? And the answer back here is when it stays bought.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. Alrighty.
All right.
Getting back to your website, which is very interesting.
Okay.
Did you want to talk more about Common Core?
I think, yeah. Basically, some of the roots of Common Core... What I can tell is actually more about what's one of the end results of what's going to happen. After Common Core, you're going to see what's going on with the Philadelphia school system be the end result of Common Core. Common Core is wrecking the public schools. Okay, that's the intent. It was also the intent of No Child Left Behind. Wreck the public schools and then replace them with investor class or mob-controlled public private schools. That's what they're doing. And looking at the way it evolved in Philadelphia, you can see what's happening for the rest of the country. The one who started this was the Annenberg Foundation. The one they recommended to deal with the problems in Philadelphia was Paul Vallis, who was the head of the schools for Philadelphia. Okay. A little bit of note, after he wrecked Philadelphia, he went to New Orleans, wrecked their school system. The time he was done there, the end result was more than half of the schools in the entire state of Louisiana were charter schools.
Wow. All right. Okay. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. It's very interesting. I'm not sure where I got this information in my reading, but literally everyone in China has a cell phone, but there are very, very, very few private credit cards. The government of China has really encouraged their citizens not to go into private debt. Why do you think that is?
Well, they understand when, you know, basically what we fail to understand is basically going in debt means that you're a slave to the bank that owns your debt. And also it's a cultural belief over there that they strongly don't believe in going into debt. And our culture over here, and you know, is the opposite. It's been encouraging people to spend their ways into oblivion. So I think that China's on the right side of the fence, and we're on the wrong side of the fence. And when you said this, there's something that reminds me. I used to live in California for a period of time, and there's a typical approach there of what you see of how people live their lifestyles out there. You'll see a new couple get married. They'll basically buy a really nice house, you know. They'll go on trips. They'll have two nice cars. You'll see them get all nice furniture. And within several years, all of a sudden you'll see repossession of a car. You'll see that the furniture's repossessed. And you'll see a foreclosure notice on the property. And, right. You know, I don't see it like in the East. I don't think I see it that much in Chicago. But out there, they believe in this media lifestyle to spend yourself in the oblivion. And basically, you know, to hell with the consequences downstream.
Sure.
And then they live in poverty for the next 10, 20 years to recuperate what they did. And their,
right.
And their youthful stupidity with managing debt.
Yeah. Hey, we have a phone call. Let's take Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm wondering if Art ever did any research into you're speaking about China. I live down in Florida. And we have only 50 miles from our coast is the beginning of the Bahama Islands. And on Grand Bahama, there is a very large, I think it may be the largest or one of the largest shipping terminals in the world. They've blasted out the channel so it can take the deepest ships that can come in, including, you know, big military ships. There's also a very large airstrip. I mean, I forget all the particulars. I did some research on it myself a while back. The airstrip is as big as you need to land the largest planes in the world. And they're literally, it's a shipping, you know, container terminal. I mean, it can store, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of shipping containers. And it's apparently a guy called Li Ka-shing, who's, you know, some kind of, he's a real, you know, obviously a billionaire in China, and he's heavily connected to the government. I mean, it's all kind of, you know, fuzzy as to how everything fits together over there. He's in charge of it. And to my way of thinking, it's as far as a military objective and an ability to make a very fast strike on an enemy, what more would you need besides the you know, a port that's been blasted out to take 60-foot draft ships, airstrip, which is, you know, whatever it is, it's 8,000-10,000 feet, and the ability to store a lot of materials of war. The only ingredient you would need is to bring in a bunch of men. You'd be able to instantly equip them because you've got it all stockpiled there, and
right.
You'd be instant. We're talking 50, not 90. Cuba's 90. This is 50.
Right. In the same way that we're surrounding China on a military level, they're surrounding us. If that's what you're asking, I would agree with what you're saying there.
Yeah, I mean, you should check it out. It's the guy's name is Li Ka-shing, and it's my son had a friend whose father was into blasting, and they were over there doing the work several years ago, and to continue to make it deeper and do things. And it's real. It's really there, and nobody seems to talk about it.
Well, let's go back to World War II. You know, nobody talks about the Battle of the Atlantic, actually the Battle of the Caribbean. Yet during World War II, you had German soldiers floating up on the beaches of Florida. You go down to Aruba, you see German ships sunken all over the place there. So there is activity going on down there. Okay.
I have an older friend who lived here during the war, and he said he remembers seeing the looms of freighters on fire off the coast of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and he said there were times when they cordoned off the beach.
Right.
But there was stuff floating up.
Well, historically, the Caribbean is the underbelly of the United States, and it's a soft belly that people would use to attack this country. So it is a strategic position. Okay. We also defend it, too, probably more to a greater extent than people would talk about. So, you know, I would find out actually who's there. You know, it could be the Chinese. It could be something else altogether.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Bahamian government's a very small government, very weak, and I'm sure they can be bought off. And I don't know if anyone's paying attention to that particular spot, but it's very, very close. It's probably the closest of anything you could talk about.
Well, being in Florida, what's going to be the consequences of opening up, you know, relationships with Cuba? Okay, first, one of the things is you're going to have a lot of cruise ships going down to Cuba. You're going to see a lot of resorts built down there. You're probably going to see a lot of Cubans coming up here and buying all the Florida real estate. Okay, plus over, you know, flooding Florida, which would be like California with Mexicans Florida will have the same problem with the Cuban influx. So,
yeah, they would come here. They probably wouldn't go any further because the climate's identical to Cuba, and they'd have plenty of people that they would speak the same language.
Right, but then the question is with respect to the military consequences there. I mean, what are they why do they have such a large port there? I mean, there's nothing in the Bahamas to justify spending that kind of money. Are they trying to bypass the port of Miami? Well, it still has to come over to the U.S. someplace.
Yeah, I think at this point it is a distribution spot for containers. But I mean, nobody talks much about it. I mean, there's not much said about it. I think until recently the ships bringing containers in there wouldn't have been able to come through the Panama Canal because we're talking about the really large container ships, 900 feet long, And,
right.
I don't know quite what's going on, but I just know it's just something nobody talks about, but it's definitely there. And if you look at the actual capabilities of it, the amount of space, just the sheer volume and the size and the depth and the airfield, going, I wonder what could happen.
Well, you'd have to make sure, is it American or Chinese? It would certainly be a way for the Chinese to surround us,
Well, they own it. I mean, they own it. They have it. It's there. It is Chinese. It's definitely Chinese. It's not Bahamian. It's not America. It's Chinese.
Right. So our friends from the Middle East there are basically selling us down the rat hole to let the Chinese take us over. And to think that they're benevolent like us, in a conflict, I would not bet, that would be the case at all. Look at the Chinese history and how they dealt with adversaries. Usually they take over a community, kill everybody off.
Yeah, if I was in a war, I'd rather be captured by some Christians than by somebody else.
Right. All right, you're down there, so you can have some more insight than what I can up here because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, it's a sleeper. Again, I read about it, I heard about it. Nobody talks about it, but I do know a family that was over there doing some of the improvements. Again, it's there, but it's not there.
Okay, so if they're doing improvements, what's the purpose of spending all that money?
Yeah, well, they're blasting it for very deep draft ships. Very deep draft, and it can accommodate very large commercial and military vessels.
Right, okay. So the Chinese are surrounding the United States in its southern underbelly is what he's telling us.
Yeah, look it up. I mean, for your own edification, look it up. Just look up the big port there in Grand Bahama Island and just Google the name of Li Ka-shing and there'll be a bit of stuff on it. And I don't think there's anything that I've seen recently. Some of the stuff I read was kind of dated.
Right. Okay.
And it just went away, not much more to be said about it.
Unless they're using that as a distribution point for trade to South America, Central America, and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense from that point of view, economically. But that's a lot of money to be spent on a little island.
Well, I just worry about the amount of military hardware you could have stored up. It's all in containers. No one would know what was there until you opened them up and got it out.
Right. Both sides have quite a bit.
Thanks for cheering us up.
Right,
that's
true.
Terrific, Dom. Okay. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be back and we'll take Bill in D.C. and then Mike in New York. Be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We are back. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And our next phone call is from Bill in D.C. Bill, welcome.
How's the only woman in my life, Deanna? Are either one of you insinuating Hillary and I have been complicit in anything from 1990? No, Clinton, please shut up, Cheech. Let me get a date with Deanna tonight. I mean, no, Clinton, you got more grass in the golf course. Well, let's get back to Greg. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Art.
Good. How you doing today?
Good. Hey, I'm working on that SBA loan to become one of your proprietors for the mafia. I mean, Hillary provides all the avenues. I mean, look at Benghazi and Ben Gay and all those other guys that apply all that lotion down at Man's World where Obama was. I mean, I wouldn't lie about it. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, Art.
Bad.
Do you have any knowledge of the Boy Scouts as far as them being mixed up with their, as Alex talks, they bring in the, not the Eagles, but the Explorers into training as military against our Iraqi veterans, as Alex described it years ago. Do you have much knowledge about that or whether the mob's involved with that?
Well, I think the ADLs involved with going up against the Boy Scouts because they forced them to take in not only gay Boy Scouts, but also allow people who are Boy Scout leaders that are gay. And that was done by the Mafia to the Anti-Defamation League, which is definitely part of the Chicago Boys.
Okay. Are they still training? Are they still training these kids?
What, you mean the gay Boy Scout leaders?
No, no. Generally, the government, the Aluma blah blah, as I call it, they were training out all over the United States of the Explorer kids with real rifles at times against our Iraqi veterans coming back and calling them, much less the MIAC report out of Missouri from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I think Deanna talked about that one time, about the MIAC report, I believe. Didn't you, Deanna?
No, I have talked briefly about Boy Scouts, I think, in one of my books, and the individual that created them, that which is really it's just a precursor for soldiers. I mean, they get them in a uniform and they get merit badges, and so by the time they get to be recruitable age, they're ready to go into the military. But that's about all I know about them.
Yeah, I personally have not researched that area, so. I would agree with what you're saying there. It's definitely training for a precursor for training for military life, if that's what you're asking. Yes.
Confrontation, yeah. Because it bothers me with, I guess you both of you would agree that our corporate structure in the play, the gaming industry, you know, for the kids, they're specifically, that is a ploy by the Illuminati to train our children to go up against and run these drones. Would you say that's a definite agenda?
Yes, some of the best military guys out there who fly drones actually came from playing with these gaming systems.
Sure, and believe that also a collaboration between the gaming industry and the Pentagon.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, believe it or not, another association with those games is a lot of the best computer hackers in the world came from working with these computer games.
Sure. That's how you get these mass murders, too, is that they play around with these computer games and they can shoot a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing the paradigm and dimensions we live in, how we as a people could fall for this parasitic dimensions. And, Deanna, I've been hearing from some of the other listeners that they wish you had more shows on, you know, World War II in Germany, and have your authors, your wonderful programs that you've had. I don't know where you find the English authors. What astonishes me and other listeners, how you dig these up, and basically we look at our own history, because from what I garner from talk shows like Tom Gamble, and I guess I've heard a couple other people that have been hosts talk about, we're not even citizens of the United States, and you know, I don't know if either one of you are elaborate, you know, because it has to do with the Treaty of Paris. We're not a Christian nation because of the Treaty of Tripoli, and I wish both of you could get on and talk about those things to apprise some of our maybe young people that are listening as to why we're not citizens to this day. We're still a British colony. And I wish you guys would elaborate sometime in the future.
Yeah, I would actually say we're a Rothschild colony. And the same way that the British Empire was lost at the Napoleonic Wars by the Rothschilds, that those same influences are the ones that are pulling our strings.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's about all. No, go ahead, Ian.
Thank you so much for calling in, Bill / Greg.
Well, I'll try to. I know that I do repent every night. But Hillary,
I'll bet you do. As soon as your girlfriend leaves, right?
Right.
What?
As soon as your girlfriend leaves, and just before Hillary walks in the door.
Well, I'm on the waterbed now with a nickel in my pocket. I had to buy a lifesaver. So you have no idea the trauma that Hillary causes. I mean,
thanks, Bill. Greg.
Goodbye.
All righty. Let's really quick take Michael in New York. Mike.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. On the Cuba situation, it's the combination of surrounding us further with communists for sure, as well as the North American Union consolidation and maybe then war or combos in some fashion, and are absolutely those huge new highway corridors they want to construct across our country, our military trails first and foremost. And regarding the charter private schools, we can't really, even though they want to maybe call themselves private, we cannot call them private since public taxpayers are still footing the cost. We're getting the property tax assessment, school tax, rather than the private individuals attending those schools, as it should be. So if it's really private, we got to put pressure on to say, hey, let the individuals pay for it and get me off the tax rolls here. I'm not responsible for that. And that's how it should be, of course. And I know you were commenting and agreeing with that earlier. And last, I just want to say that first David Rockefeller opened up Red China. Then he told the commies over there that his cronies will be following up, like Nixon, Kissinger, and Bushes, etc.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And one good thing Eric Holder did was he did file a mass, you know, class action lawsuit against, on behalf of the state of New Orleans, to say that if they're going to have 50% of the schools in the state charter schools, the taxpayers shouldn't be on the hook to pay for it.
Sure.
That's great. And, you know, may I just say real quick, and no surprise to any of us, I'm familiar with a charter school system open up midsection Florida somewhere, and, of course, the Jewish people are profiting running it. How is it that they are in that position, you know, to take over the operation and making a ton of money doing it? It's a total racket for sure, and they all need to be taken up on racketeering. And lastly, real quick, with Red China build up militarily and technologically via U.S. corporations under the Rockefeller control with the Rothschilds, that's high treason, and Rockefeller even admitted in his memoirs. And these guys got to be taken up on high treason, and the Americans have to wake up to realize that they have financed every new enemy that we eventually fought and went to war with, and Red China is not going to be an exception.
Right. And you look at that when they destroyed the Summer Palace going back in the Boxer Rebellion. Even that was financed by the Rothschilds, and he got us on the work on the British side to work during that situation there. So I'm sure the Chinese have not forgotten that, like they haven't forgotten what the Japanese did in Nanking. So I don't think they'll be too kind to us if it does come with a conflict.
Sure.
Definitely. And
well, there are some enemies that the Jews did not finance, so I'll have to argue with you on that point. But anyway, thank you for your phone call. We are just about out of time.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you for calling into the program. One other comment via email is that when credit cards were being pushed in the 1980s, the interest paid was tax deductible, which was a strong incentive for many. That's how they got us hooked, right? Thank you so much, Art.
Right. Have a good night, and thank you for your the time to speak with you in the audience, and wish everyone best wishes for the new year coming here. Hope everybody will do better, and take it from there.
Okay. Thanks for being a guest.
Bye-bye. All right.
And thanks for listening, listeners, and sorry, Mike in South Carolina, that I could not take your call. We're out of time. I guess I need another hour. Take care. Bye-bye.